Hello, welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, and I will be your guide for the next few minutes through this wonderful visual meditation. Now, the morning meditation is a great way to start your week and to start your day. Each week, there's a different theme or focus to help you flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks, and then to create the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. So the focus for this week is you and the seventh dimension connection. So right now, I'm going to ask you to make sure that you are in position for your meditation. And if you will please make sure you are sitting with your back straight, your feet on the floor, hands in your lap, and your eyes closed. And take a few deep, connected breaths, nice, deep breaths, from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine, to the top of your head, and exhale, nice and easy. And imagine you are sitting on top of a tree trunk. It can be any type of tree trunk that you like or that might be your favorite one. And this tree trunk is going down through the floor, through the ground, and all the way down into the earth to the core center of the earth, where the roots are embedded right into the center of the earth. And you are like one with this tree trunk, sitting firmly on top of it. And imagine now that you are surrounded by a large bubble. This is your aura bubble. That is a magnetic, electromagnetic energy field. And actually, it contains the energy of your consciousness, of the mind, and your heart. And imagine that this bubble, wherever the edge of the bubble is, whether it's as big as the room or it's very close to you, just imagine where the edge of the bubble is and make sure that that bubble is 18 inches from your body, 18 inches from your head, under your feet, your front, back, sides, all around you. And imagine the bubble has a stiff eggshell type edge to it, and that it is a beautiful pearlescent golden color. So that's like a white golden color. And imagine a giant flaming wall burning outside of your aura bubble. It's burning from the ground up, a huge, beautiful, violet flaming wall. This is a purification fire that will receive and even gently pull the energy that you will be releasing from your aura bubble and your chakras. So as you continue to take these nice, deep, and easy breaths, you will be releasing energy from the seven primary chakras, all of which are energy centers that help to balance and regulate your physical body, your emotional body, your mental body, and your spiritual body. So as you inhale and then exhale, I want you to release through the first, second, and third chakras. The first chakra is located at the base of your spine where your tailbone is. The second chakra is located 2 inches below the belly button. For you ladies, between the ovaries, and for you men, it's right at the area of the prostate. The third chakra is behind your stomach. So as you take these nice, deep, and easy breaths, when you exhale, any energy from your first chakra that keeps you in survival, in the way that you feed yourself, clothe yourself, your lifestyle, your job, your money situation, your health, just let go of any energy that keeps you in a place of surviving, barely making it, just holding on. Let it go. You want to thrive within your life, not just survive. Let go of any energy from your second chakra, again, located 2 inches below the belly button, but on the spine. And release any energy from that chakra that deals with sexuality and your feelings, particularly feelings in reference to fear. So if you have had any sexual encounters from the past, from no matter what age, if you were molested or raped or anything else from a traumatic standpoint, to lovers that you have had through the years that you have enjoyed, to whomever you're with now, just let go of all of that sexual energy so that you can have that energy totally and fully for yourself. You want your energy in your space. And remember, the violet flame is receiving this energy, even gently taking this energy from you as you breathe and bring it to the surface. And as you continue to breathe, let go of all the feelings associated with fear. That can be anger, jealousy, it may be grief, apathy, it can be depression, despair. Whatever those lower vibrational feelings are, let them go. Let go of the fear. And as you keep breathing, release the energies in the third chakra that are behind, where it is behind the stomach, and let go of those energies that help keep you addicted to anything and everything. Any energy that would control you or where you may be trying to control, let it go. Any addictions to food, drugs, alcohol, sex, any kind of addiction that you have, simply let it go. Even addiction to exercise. It's good to exercise, but an addiction to anything too much, too long, too often is not you being in your power, but it has power over you. Very good. Just continuing to breathe deeply, and your intention is to release these energies from the first, second, and third chakras. And as you continue to breathe deeply and easily, not only release from these chakras, but now we're going to focus on the fourth and fifth chakras. The fourth chakra is located behind the heart. The fifth chakra is located at the base of the throat. And so as you continue to take these deep breaths and you release whatever comes up, whatever you see, hear, smell, feel, sensations, beliefs, ideas, past memories, future focus, whatever comes up, let it go. Just release it. Don't hold on to it. Don't figure it out. Don't wonder why it's there. Just keep breathing, knowing that the violet flame will receive it. And in the fourth chakra, release any energy with your intention that would keep you from fully loving yourself in the most divine way. You are a divine, beautiful spiritual being. And if you do not believe that you are worthy, if you do not have self-confidence, if you are not in a place of fully loving yourself, release whatever energy might block you from that. Let go of any energy that would keep you from forgiving yourself and from forgiving others. Where you are not in a place of divine love, whether it's a person, place, or thing, let it all go. To breathe and exhale out through the fourth chakra. And release the energy from your fifth chakra, located at the base of your throat. And let go of any energy that would keep you from fully expressing who you are as this divine being. Just let go of the energy that would block you from expressing your full self. So if you have any issues around communication, perhaps people don't always understand you, or maybe you need to listen more, let go of what might be blocking that energy. Let go of any energy that would release you from believing that you're not creative. We are all full creative beings. So if you have a belief around not being creative or have not tapped into your creative talents and gifts, just let go of what might block you or hold you back from that. Release yourself and release the energy that would keep you from optimally communicating, creating, and expressing yourself in this way as a divine spiritual being. Very good. So just continue to release energy from these chakras. It may be things that people have said to you in the past. It may be experiences that you've had that you've held on to since you were 4 years old or 10 years old or whenever. Just let it all go, whatever comes to the surface. Let go of all the feelings you've had. Let go of whatever you may have come to believe from society, from commercials, from teachers and friends, all of the opinions you formed about yourself, about life, let it go if it is fully blocking you from the total expression of your divine self and essence. Simply intend it, and it will leave. Do not get caught up in what you see, hear, smell, taste, sensations, whatever it is, images. Just let it all go. And as you continue to breathe deeply and easily, release energy from your sixth and seventh chakras. The sixth chakra is located in the center of your head, right in the middle, also known as the third eye. And the seventh chakra is on top of your head, known as the crown chakra. And as you continue to exhale out through the sixth and seventh chakras, at the sixth chakra, release the energy of judgment, of criticism, of complaint. Let go of all the energy that would keep you from seeing, from perceiving that all energy form, no matter what it is perfect exactly the way it is. Everything around you is energy. What you think, what you see, what you hear, the physical forms that we interact with every day, no matter what they are, no matter who they are, including ourselves, is all energy. So if someone does something that makes you feel disgusted or angry, let go of that energy of judgment, because what you are disgusted by is a form of energy that is perfect in its form to help you grow, to help you learn and expand in your consciousness. So release all judgment of every energy form. Just let it go. It has a purpose, and its purpose and its interaction with you is perfect the way it is. So let go of your judgment. And from the seventh chakra, release and let go of any energy that would keep you from knowing and being in that place of full wisdom. Let go of intellectualizing, rationalizing, and analyzing. Simply release it. Allow the violet flame to take it. You have vast knowledge. You have the full knowledge of the universe in every way. And where you may experience or believe that you do not have enough intelligence or enough information, or the, well, I don't know how that happened. I don't know anything about that. I don't know what it is. I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. Yes, you do know. So get rid of all of and release the I don't knows. And allow yourself to be open to the answers of the universe. They are present for you when you need the answers. And just continue to breathe deeply and effortlessly. Nice, deep, and easy breaths. The violet flame is receiving this energy, and it's also gently receiving and pulling it out of your aura bubble. All of these energies have served you in some way throughout your life, but at this moment in time, you no longer need them. Now, the focus for this week is on the seventh dimension and you connection. This is the seventh dimension out of nine dimensions, which for our linear brains is like a vertical axis of consciousness. That means from the core of the earth, going up through the different layers of the earth to the surface of the earth, it moves straight up through our chakras and all the way up into the atmosphere, up into the universe, up through into the galaxy and our Milky Way, a vertical line of access that contains all nine dimensions. And as I briefly speak about the seventh dimension, focus on the violet flame and continue to breathe deeply, releasing whatever sounds, sights, visions, feelings, emotions, thoughts, beliefs, and physical sensations that come up. Let them go into the violet flame. The seventh dimension is the realm of cosmic sound that generates the sixth dimension geometric forms by vibrational resonance. Sound originates in vibrational frequencies that continue to spin. They're orbiting bodies in the universe. And divine source influences all the bodies in the universe by movement and measurement. This is energy that is always moving. And that movement, that energy, creates a vibration. The vibration has a sound. So, for example, in the Milky Way, cosmic sound travels within the great seventh dimension of photon bands that literally structure the galaxy itself. Photon bands are bands of light. So within the photon bands, the eighth dimension, or thought waves of light, as they're known, step down by octaves in terms of sound. And you think of a piano where there are octaves. So the thought waves of light step down by octaves into lower frequency, which is the seventh dimension sound waves. And these waves circulate galactic energy into a sphere or like or spheric field of the Milky Way. Now, since sound waves are lower frequency than light waves, these waves actually sing the divine mind. So sound waves, because they're a lower frequency than light waves, these waves sing the divine mind. And continue to breathe and just release whatever comes up, whether you fully, clearly understand what I'm saying is not important. Your spiritual self, your true being, knows this to be true. Allow it to receive it and just let go what comes up. And as you continue to breathe, focus on the breath moving from your tailbone, where the first chakra is, all the way up to the center of your head, to the sixth chakra, which is right there in the center of your head, and exhale gently, easily, and slowly out of your sixth chakra. And again, take a nice full breath from your first chakra at your tailbone and allow it to go up through your spine. Let it fill your head completely this time. Really let the breath fill your entire head. And then exhale nice, slowly, easily. And again, see if you can feel how the breath fills your head as you inhale all the way up into the sixth chakra, into your head. Fill your head up to the edges with this breath and exhale. Play with this feeling inside your head, inside the sixth chakra. And continue to breathe slowly and mindfully. It's like giving your brain a nice massage. And as you continue with this breathing process, relax your eyes, making your focus soft. As you just breathe, just relax your eyes, making your focus, your internal focus, nice and soft. And now become aware of the middle of your forehead. As you keep breathing, and begin to allow each new breath to come into your body through the area of your forehead. Inhale directly into your forehead and exhale out from the same place. So you are breathing in and out of your head. Pay attention to how it feels. Notice if it feels like an opening in that area of your body. Don't force it. Just allow it to be easy and gentle. Very good. And as you visualize this happening inside your head, what does the breath appear like? If you're to see your breath, what does it appear like? What are the sensations that you're feeling in your head? Just stay with the breath and with the sensations and images that are there. And keep breathing. Pay attention to any thoughts that come up from your mind. Pay attention to them. Be aware of them. What are they? What are the thoughts that are coming up from your mind? Once they make themselves present, allow the thoughts to go into the violet flame. Don't attempt to hold on to them for right now, but be aware of what they are. Your mind is your brain being conscious of itself. But as the thoughts come up, with every release into the violet flame, feel your mind becoming more relaxed and softer. It gets softer and softer and more relaxed until it is it begins to rest. Until it totally begins to rest, your mind is beginning to be at rest. Keep breathing nice and easily. That's it. Very good. And see if you are curious about anything, a place or a thing that you would like to travel to. Maybe there's a place you've always wanted to go to or some place you've been. Maybe it's something that you would like to experience again or that you have a vision of experiencing. It can be a place you know well or a place or thing you've never been to before. But use your inner sight from the third eye in your sixth chakra to go there. Pay attention and determine if you can hear any tones, high or low, from this place or thing. Is the sound distant or extremely present? as you listen to the sound of where you've traveled to, gently allow your vision to follow the sound. So become aware of the sounds, the tones of where you are, where you have traveled to. And then follow the sounds moving from the place where you've traveled. Follow the sounds of that place. What does the sound waves look like? What color are these vibrations? What pattern or patterns do they make? Do they make patterns of a sphere, a pyramid, a quadrangle, or some other types of patterns? Allow your inner sight with no effort to simply see the sounds, the patterns and shapes, the colors that literally form the place that you travel to, or the thing that you travel to. And now travel with your mind to another place or another thing, anywhere you want to go. As you think it, you are there. As you intend it, so it is. Breathe and be aware of how each breath takes you farther and farther and farther to another place. Notice how each breath makes your vision clearer. And become aware that as your vision is clear, so are the sounds of this place, the new place where you are now. And see the sounds, the tones, the lines, the color vibrations, and the patterns. See all of these aspects of sound. See them as the pure energy that they are. Because each of these aspects of sound, being seen as the pure energy it is part of the fabric of that place that you've traveled to. They're all part of the form which you can call up within your mind. Know that the sound vibrations of those energy patterns help form the specific place or thing that is delivered into this physical third dimensional world. You are able to envision it. You are able to see it and fully experience it at this time on this energetic level. But it also exists in the physical three-dimensional world. sound and the vibration of sound and the energy of sound, it's just another piece of the manifestation process. Now, this meditation allows you to identify and work with the seventh dimensional energetic realm. The sound vibrations are an identifiable resonance holding your original idea or thought in a visionary form to stay in place as it moves into the physical world and into physical form. This is a really good meditation toward helping you understanding and becoming full aware of yet another aspect of how to manifest and reach your goals. And take one more nice, deep, easy breath. And now imagine that you are surrounded completely by a huge, great, big, giant, beautiful golden sun. The sun is your highest, purest energy. No one else's. It's all for you. And surround yourself with the sun. Experience its brilliance, the love, the warmth, the joy, the peace, the ease, and absorb all of this sun or as much of it as you possibly can in this moment. And again, imagine a huge, great, big, bright, beautiful golden sun, brighter than the last, and absorb this sun fully and completely into your aura bubble, into your body. And let it fill you up. And I'd like to thank you for being with me this week on the Morning Miracle Meditation. If you'd like to know more about me, Lynn Herod Diverges, or Center of Light Miracles, you may go to centeroflightmiracles.org. You'll find we offer several courses and services. As well, there are wonderful blogs, one of which is called Recipes of the Soul. And for this week, there's a wonderful tip on how you can protect your space from negative energy so that you're not taking on so much of the outside world and negative things around you. Recipes of the Soul has many tips and hints for your emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual bodies and growth. So until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.